This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. Afghanistan has held its fourth round of presidential elections since 2001 when the U.S. toppled the Taliban regime. That's Abdul Aziz Ibrahimi, an independent election commissioner, on Sunday in AP video. He says the initial reports show around 1,051,000 eligible voters cast their ballots at more than 2,500 polling centers Saturday. The day was also marked by violence. At least four civilians and three security personnel were killed across the country, and more than 50 civilians suffered injuries in election-related violence, mostly from small explosions. The Taliban had threatened to attack any election-related activity, block roads, and blow up communication towers, calling the elections a fake process. Protesters and police clashed in Hong Kong for a second straight day Sunday, throwing the city's business and shopping belt into chaos. Police in riot gear were seen beating and detaining protesters near Hong Kong's government complex. Repeatedly, police also fired blue liquid used to identify protesters from a water cannon truck and multiple volleys of tear gas after demonstrators hurled Molotov cocktails at officers and targeted the government office building. It was a repeat of Saturday's clashes and part of a familiar cycle since pro-democracy protests began in June. The protests were sparked by a now-shelved extradition bill and have since snowballed into an anti-China movement. A boat carrying at least 50 Europe-bound migrants capsized Saturday in the Mediterranean Sea. That, according to the UN Refugee Agency and the country's Coast Guard. More stories on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Washington continues to unpack the whistleblower complaint that has led to an impeachment inquiry of President Donald Trump. Former Trump administration Homeland Security Advisor Tom Bosser tells ABC's This Week he's deeply disturbed by what has happened in the last week.
It is a bad day and a bad week for this president and for this country if he is asking for political dirt on an opponent. But it looks to me like the other matter that's far from proven is whether he was doing anything to abuse his power and withhold aid in order to solicit such a thing.
The whistleblower alleges that Trump sought help from the new president of Ukraine in digging up incriminating information about former Vice President Joe Biden, who is running for president. Trump confirmed last week he told his staff to withhold about $400 million in aid to Ukraine days before the phone call in question. He said it was in an attempt to get European nations to contribute more funding. Bossert says he doesn't think Trump was trying to put the pressure on the Ukrainian leader.
I didn't see, like others have seen, pressure in this call. I understand why people are interpreting it that way, but I've spent a lot of time with this president, and I can easily see other reasons for why this president might have delayed the aid to Ukraine and those Javelin missiles.
Trump's special representative for Ukraine, Kurt Volker, resigned Friday, according to U.S. media reports, citing sources familiar with the situation. Austrian People's Party head and ex-chancellor Sebastian Kurz on Sunday voted in the country's election. He said he's confident as people head to the polls.
Sind einmal die Wählerinnen und Wähler am Wort.
He says, now it's up to the voters. I hope that as many Austrians as possible are going to use their right to vote. Austrians are electing a new parliament 4 months after a corruption scandal brought down Kurz's coalition government with the far-right Freedom Party. Some 6.4 million voters ages 16 and up are eligible to cast ballots. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Sunday he would not resign to avoid having to delay Brexit beyond the end of October.
I've undertaken to lead the party in my country at a difficult time, and I'm going to continue to do that. I believe it's my responsibility to do that, and I think that it's our job to get Brexit done on October the 31st, but to move the country on.
The Prime Minister spoke on BBC's Andrew Marr show on Sunday. Johnson wants to rally his party at the beginning of its annual conference with the do or die message that he will deliver Brexit by the end of October with or without a deal. But there are hurdles to clear, not least of which is what Johnson calls the Surrender Act. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.